Big external amplifiers. And then we added integrated electronics with our first custom chip. That's also 64 channels. And then there's a big leap to the device that Elon showed a photo of earlier. That has 3,072 electrodes in a fully implantable package with just a USB-C port coming out. And then we took a step back in channel count because remember we have to optimize safety, longevity, and bandwidth all together. And so in order to optimize some of those other things, we moved to an easier to manufacture system that has 1536 channels and a USB-C port. And those last two are the focus of the paper that we released today. And they taught us a lot about the architecture that we think was the basis for our first human product that we're calling N1. And the central component of that is the N1 sensor. It's a little hermetic package. When it's fully assembled, this is missing an outer mold. It's into an 8 mm diameter, 4 mm tall cylinder. Exploding it, blowing, like opening it up a little bit, you can see there's the thin film, which has the threads that Elon talked about, which is the wisp going off to the side. There's a hermetic substrate, and then that gets welded later to a package that goes over top, and that's made it to our custom electronics. And you really can't manipulate these with your hand. That part at the top is just a backing material that's surgical packaging. They're peeled off.
DJ Gower.
You got the touch!
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 178, The Neuralink.
That's right, Elon Musk, his company, just came out with the Neuralink presentation last week, and it is very disturbing.
Yeah, man, it's a world of convenience now.
Yeah, and that was also the convenience is everything in modern life and drive thru.
It's kind of a sub-beam or like, you know.
I order a lot of stuff off Amazon because I'm a lazy fuck and just, you know. Well, I'm sure there's robots or like Chinese people are getting like whipped with a little fucking giant thing. And
well, that's just it, man. It's like we said.
I'm ordering the most horrific slave labor shit.
The world of convenience, the lack of effort that you have to put in to receive results. Like, what is that doing for us? That's not making us better. That's not making us evolve.
We absolutely buy shit we don't need constantly.
That's straight up like,
as like a gratifying weirdness that is American.
Have you seen fucking that like Pixar movie WALL-E?
Of course I have.
You know, those like where fucking humans basically turn into like gelatinous blobs of bullshit because they don't actually fucking have to do anything because they live their whole lives in a goddamn Walmart fucking electric scooter.
Yep, that's the theme of the show. And we all experience the fucking bullshit. Come on, Walmart flunkies.
I'm just going to digitally change my outfit from yellow to blue right here because
I totally shop at Walmart a lot because I'm a money grabbing fuck. And
no, because you live in Chico and.
Like, it's terrible. Trust me.
Yeah, but Walmart's like the ultimate convenience in Chico.
Exactly.
And that's why Walmart dominates, right?
Because you can get everything you need, food.
Yeah, but they come into a town like Chico that was bread and butter of Chico, was always the mom and pop shop. You go to fucking S&S for some like butcher meats.
Yeah.
You go over here for some fucking bread.
S&S.
You go over here for your local coffee, whatever. Like, it didn't fucking matter, right? Like, everywhere you went in Chico, it was like you were shopping in fucking some village in France where it was like.
Yeah, man, that's great. No, I know.
And then Walmart comes into town, and what the fuck? Like, half of those places go under, go out of business because they just can't compete because every college kid in town's like, what the fuck? I'm going to go to Walmart and buy 99-cent bread instead. That's like made of pure fucking chemical bullshit.
Absolutely. The great point. And anyway, we'll get to the Neuralink in the next talking segment. Here comes Neuralink episode 178.
Plug your brain into treason.
Bitches.
of your brain connect to form a large network through axon-dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. When a cell receives enough of the right kind of neurotransmitter input, a chain reaction is triggered that causes an action potential to fire, and the neuron to in turn relay messages to its own downstream synapses. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
Our goal is to record from and stimulate spikes in neurons and do so in a way that is orders of magnitude more than anything that's been done to date, and safe and good enough that you can, it's not like a major operation, it's sort of equivalent to sort of a LASIK type of thing.
long time in that certain way, but you don't really say that much at all. You are so close and yet so far away from me. Yes, I get sad, I get sad and lonely. You're all that matters to me. Just put the phone down. Just put the phone down. I know the reason that you can't talk. What's unsaid, I guess can keep. Why don't you call me on the mobile phone?
Oh, government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments designed to help win the Cold War. Developing techniques for mind control to create a so-called Manchurian candidate. What is the extent of these brainwashing experiments? How did the CIA become involved in such far-reaching and disturbing research? In May 1953, scientists at Horton Down are researching one of the most lethal nerve agents known to man, sarin. The experiments are conducted on military volunteers, but the young servicemen have no idea what they are letting themselves in for.
And on the board, there was a separate notice typed, which said in so many words, volunteers wanted to help find a cure for the common cold.
By volunteering, Ken Earle becomes an unsuspecting guinea pig in the war against the Soviets. On May 4th, at Porton Down, he and five other Air Force men are led into a small room by two technicians.
We were told by the two men to roll up the left sleeve. These two men then took two pieces of material and they taped them to our forearm. They then gave us each a respirator and that we were not, under any circumstances, to take off the respirator. And the door was sealed behind us.
Take away my brain is melting like a chocolate ice cream bar.
episode 178 coming at you, the Neuralink.
Rhyme and treason.
So Elon Musk has these, it's basically smaller than a hair cell, things that hook to your brain, and it's going to hook to a Bluetooth smartphone, and it is Neuralink, and it's coming out next year. They're going to do human trials in January of next year.
And like, would you seriously allow, like, someone to put, like,
it is really crazy, dude.
Would you really allow someone to put, like, some microchip in your brain so that, like, your thoughts could become web searches?
Oh, I guarantee, like, a lot of people are down to do that. Guaranteed. Anyway, DJ Gower is pissing right now, which is brilliant. Oh, no, he's getting a, what is he, a cigarette? Or he's too preoccupied to think about Neuralink. Anyway, convenience is the other theme of the show. And convenience, what the hell? The old, we went to the Chili's for lunch. Me and me old lady.
The Chili's, hun.
Because I was going to Gower's. I haven't seen her. I've been working nights and I haven't seen her in like 4 days, 5 days. Slept with her. Anyway, make a long story short, we go to Chili's because...
Did you get the ribs?
They have a fucking thing where you can just swipe your card and, like, leave if you want to at any point, you know.
You don't have to wait for your server.
Yeah, even though the food is shit, like, that's the main...
Well, the food's going to be shit.
You're going to be...
Chili's.
You're going to wait, like, I got to get back for, like, lunch break or overwork, you know.
Well, yeah, you're at fucking Chili's. It's going to be shit. It's like being at Applebee's, bro.
No, I know.
Do you expect quality shit?
No, what I'm saying, convenience, though, like... What if she gets...
Convenience? No, fucking convenience is like a power bar, bro. It's like fucking... Is that shit Soylent Green? I don't know what it is, but I eat one and I'm not hungry for a while.
No, I'm saying the...
That's convenience.
No, the checkout fucking... the old swipe the card thing on the table is the convenient part of it. Like, I can leave at any point if she has to, like, I'm late for lunch or I gotta get back in like 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's not convenience, bro. Convenience is like, I don't even have to fucking shit. I can pull out my phone right now and pick out a restaurant 10 miles away and have them deliver it to my fucking door within an hour.
You don't have to wait for the waitress to come back and give you the check.
I don't have to wait for shit. I have to wait for the driver to show up with my food.
All right. I think we're missing the point here.
No. I got a point. I'll make a point. I'll go on a rant. Speaking of fucking food delivery services and shit, right? I have a situation. I order some food. It's like simple shit, like fucking Wingstop, right? Apparently, the driver that they sent to the Wingstop doesn't like that driver. And so they refused to give that driver my food. And then they canceled my order. Thanks, DoorDash, you piece of shit fucking garbage company.
Yes.
And so DoorDash decides that it's a great idea that they should call me and tell me that this has happened about 10 minutes after it was supposed to arrive at my fucking house. Right? So I'm like, first off, you're late. Second off, you're telling me you're canceling my shit. And the guy fucking hangs up on me. Oh, could you imagine, right? DJ Gower gets hung up on? What do you think happens, folks?
Nothing.
DJ Gower emails the company. He calls the company back. He's like, hey, I need to speak to a manager. The person at DoorDash that answers says, oh, I'm trying to put you through to a manager, but they're not available right now. Would you like to leave a message? And I said, fuck no. You called me. I had to call you back because you hung up on me. Put me through to a motherfucking manager. I was being a little more polite than that.
You talked to a manager or what?
Then, so I said, okay, that's fine. Go ahead and quote-unquote report the issue to a supervisor and call me back. the supervisor calls me back and tells me the exact same bullshit that the first people tell me. And I was like, yeah, I fucking know. That's why I asked to speak to you. Because you're a supervisor and this shit's fucked up. The lady had the audacity to say to me, the best we can do for you, sir, is offer you a $5 credit. Like a $5 credit? Are you fucking kidding me? I got a family of five. My fucking family's in town from out of town. You're pulling a bunch of bullshit on me. You cancel my shit without my fucking knowledge or anything. You fuck me over sideways. And you leave me holding the bag? And this bitch from DoorDash, who is a supervisor, says to me, well, sir, you know, you have a lot of choices. I said, choices? What the fuck do you mean by that? She goes, well, you know, you didn't have to choose DoorDash. You could have gone out to dinner with your family or made something at home. I said, bitch, you know damn well I got fucking choices. Especially when it comes to having a mobile fucking delivery service company like DoorDash send fucking shit to my house. And you fuck it up that bad? You don't think that I can't go choose Uber Eats or Food Jets or Grubhub or a thousand other fucking food delivery companies? And you're going to be that kind of piece of shit company? DoorDash, you garbage fucking company?
Yes, quite a rant. Here you go. Got some more music. What an amazing rant. Rhyme.
And DoorDash of treason. Amazing.
and the chrome is too
So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads. In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version one, are about the same size as a neuron. So if you're going to go stick something in your brain, you want it to not be giant, you want it to be tiny, and to be approximately on par with the things that are already there, the neurons. You really need this to be done with a robot because it's very tiny and it needs to be very precise. So you don't want to pierce a blood vessel. So when you each thread that the robot looks sort of basically through a microscope and inserts each electrode specifically, bypassing any vasculature, any kind of like blood vessel. And making sure that it can be inserted without causing trauma or minimal trauma. So just to give you a sense of scale, this is how tiny the threads are. That is not even a big finger, that is a small finger. These threads are just like I said, way smaller than a hair, and there's 1,000 of them. And this is what the robot looks like. It's sort of quite a complex device, but it all comes down to a very tiny, tiny point. So just we want to just like you see the robot on the left, and then the what looks like the needles for insertion next to a penny, but in fact the actual needle that gets inserted is way tinier. It's that little tiny thing at where the arrow is pointing. That's actually the size of the needle. It's about 24 microns in diameter. It's so small you can't really even see it in the picture with the penny. You can get a sense for the robot doing the electrode insertion. That's a very zoomed in view. So they're all very, very tiny, and the robot is very selectively applying them very delicately. And then this is what the chip looks like.
What's my name? How long have I been here? Won't you stay? Why are you? Of course she left the picture just to rub it in. I can't take this no longer. Just put me in the bin. Bye bye brain. So long sanity. Everything went away when she left me. I can't think since this morning. My head is acting strange. It's all one big dope pain. Am I dumb? Or was it all that rum? My feet are numb. This isn't any fun. She's probably somewhere laughing uncontrollably and sticking little pins into a voodoo doll of me. Bye bye, brain.
Come on, everybody, and listen to Chris. It's a great new dance, and it goes like this. That's a great new dance that to do with Down Yonder. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. I know that you kick, but don't say the kill. Come on, everybody, cause I know that you will. And all the other cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on, everybody, what I do with you. Come on, come on, come on. I'll do the robot. And do the robot. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. I know that you're sick, but don't send it to ill. Come on, everybody, gonna know that you will. And all the other cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on, everybody, wanna deal with you. Come on, come on, come on. Into the robot. Into the
Episode 178, Neuralink.
It's a world of convenience, folks. Everything's right there at your fingertips.
Anyway, we're trying to think of the future. Just the
DJ
weirdness.
Matador got his little toes dipped into the future right when he walked in the door.
Yeah, computer, suck my cock. I can't do that, sir. Computer, play propaganda.
Playing the latest from Brother Gandhi.
That was the last, yeah. Yeah, this guy's Jean-Luc Picard. It's crazy.
This guy walks in my house, uses my Amazon Alexa, thinking he's on the holodeck of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Pretty weird shit.
DJ Mrs. Gower up in this motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi.
She's looking for some. Oh, the lighter.
Bottle opener? Hi, what show is this?
This is episode 178, Neuralink / The World of Convenience.
Like, do you want a drone to deliver shit right to your house?
Yes.
No.
Do you want a drone at all?
No.
Do you want to be able to order shit on Amazon and have it just show up at your doorstep?
Yes.
No.
I order.
Did you just order shit on Amazon and have it show up at your doorstep?
That's because it was cheaper.
I order Amazon constantly.
So
every day out of the week, someone's delivering something.
In your world of convenience, then, it is more convenient to find the cheapest than the most efficient?
It's not efficient. It's the fact that we're putting a bunch of small businesses out of business by going with this large conglomerate that owns the world and then has huge, massive pay disparities between his salary and everyone else's salary. And I don't think that it's necessarily setting our stage for a really healthy economy when we're only shopping at one place and there's no competition.
Did you know that the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, makes $125 million an hour?
That's my point exactly.
All right, thanks for listening. If you did, we're closing out the show. Neuralink, we never got to that. Elon Musk has this crazy fucking shit. It's linked to a cell phone. It's called Neuralink. By a Bluetooth, and they just came with a video 2 weeks ago of what it's going to be, and it's insane.
Basically, you just like implant a chip into your brain, and they'll fucking search the internet for you.
No, I have not seen his car.
Elon Musk's car. Is it a Tesla? Weird. It's a Tesla? Wait, hold on. You have to tell us more. Oh, she says no, folks.
All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. This was an awesome time. Here it comes. More music. Thanks for listening. Ryan.
And corporate-owned Ballast Point Sculpin of Treason.
It's a book I deeply love, but I'm reading it slowly now, so the words are really far apart and the spaces between the words are almost infinite. I can still feel you and the words of our story, but it's in this endless space between the words that I'm finding myself now. It's a place that's not of the physical world. It's where everything else is that I didn't even know existed. I love you so much. But this is where I am now. And this is who I am now. And I need you to let me go. As much as I want to, I can't live in your book anymore.
Where are you going?
It'd be hard to explain. But if you ever get there, come find me. Nothing would ever pull us apart.
I've never loved anyone the way I love you.
Me too. Now we know how.
Rhyme.
And treason.